It's 8:55, 33 degrees and snow falling on Friends Plaza outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. It's time to see what's happening on the commodity markets here on this Wednesday. And for that, we bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Walking in this morning, we got plenty of snow over here, too, coming down fast and furious. More defensive trade this morning as far as commodities are concerned, as yesterday's trade was a disappointment for the bulls, especially with the increase in open interest of the for corn of about 15,000 contracts. This telegraphs to us an increased confidence in the funds to increase their bearish stance. Current market price action has March corn down a penny and a quarter at 360 and three quarters. December corn at 384 and a half, down a penny and a half. Looking at the soy complex, it looks like March beans down a quarter of a cent at 869, and July beans 879 and a quarter, up a quarter, and new crop November 883 and a quarter, up a penny. Looking at the wheat market, down about a penny and three quarters, basis to March Chicago at 446 and a quarter. July new crop 463, down a penny. Kansas City wheat 444 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. And Minneapolis wheat, about steady at 485 and three quarters. And as far as the meats are concerned, it looks like they're fairly steady. Looking ahead, as far as revisiting the volume and open interest figures, yesterday's soybean number interest open interest was down 9,000 contracts. On a down market, could be a move for managed money, the managers, to head into the sidelines for the time being. Another noteworthy development out of South America is the possible increase in state export taxes in Brazil. If implemented, this could slow exports out of Brazil and spur exports out of Argentina or the U.S. Last but not least, be aware that the USDA Ag Outlook Forum's acreage numbers are due out on Thursday, tomorrow morning at about 8 o'clock Eastern Time. While it's possible to be a market mover, these numbers are not to be confused with the prospective planted acres numbers due out at the end of March. Defensive price action in the crude market puts the most commodities on the defensive, and we'll continue to monitor that as the granddaddy of the commodity markets. Thanks, and have a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot, and try and stay safe out there.
You do.
All right, Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning on the opening commodity market report. Let's go over some of the weather issues we're having this morning. We'll start with what's happening on the roadways, as state police say that I-57 near Mattoon and Neoga in Coles County will be closed for several hours near the U.S. 45 interchange at Mattoon because of downed power lines. Troopers on the scene this morning at milepost 181 and 184, where 10 power lines were down. Southbound traffic being rerouted at Mattoon milepost 184. Northbound traffic being rerouted at Neoga. State police also report that I-72 is extremely dangerous in Macon and Piatt counties because of ice and snow. Travel speeds down to 15 to 20 miles per hour or less. State troopers are on the scene at several traffic accidents along that highway, as well as I-57 and I-74, and use motorists to use caution when approaching stopped emergency vehicles. And speaking of weather here today, we've got a blizzard warning in effect until 9 p.m. for Piatt, Champaign, Ford, Vermilion, Moultrie, and Douglas counties in our WIOL severe weather coverage area. A winter storm warning in effect until 9 p.m. for DeWitt and Macon counties in our severe weather coverage area. Areas of blowing snow out there today, looking at 6 to 8 inches of accumulation. Temperatures nearly steady in the lower 30s. North winds 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusting up to 50 miles per hour. Tonight, windy and cloudy. Areas of blowing snow this evening. Maybe another inch of accumulation as well. Total accumulation 7 to 9 inches here in Champaign-Urbana with a low of 29 degrees. Northwest winds 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusting up to 45. Cloudy skies tomorrow, slight chance of snow in the morning. The high 35 degrees, northwest winds 15 to 20. Friday, partly sunny skies and a high of 35 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.